The BBC seems increasingly interested in podcasts and it's an audio powerhouse already. And this is going back to my previous question in a way, but longer term, how can you or anybody else, frankly, compete with a behemoth like the BBC in audio?
This is the second time in my working career that I've seen the BBC behemoth effect in a market causing, I've got to say, problems. When I was in magazines, we would constantly have this issue of, it was a very weird period of my life when I was looking after smash hits, and I'm not a very smash hits guy, but I was. It was on my desk. And at the end of every edition of Top of the Pops, which was then going, will be an advert for Top of the Pops magazine going out to then probably about 5 or 6 million viewers. And at the bottom of the screen, if you had an electron microscope, you could see the words, other music magazines are available. So Top of the Pops magazine had this insane, unfair advantage over smash hits. And I think Number One was still going then. And I'm not going to say it finished them off, but it certainly didn't help them. And it put them into a spiral from which they never really recovered. Similarly, other BBC magazines had this unfair advantage, which really put the independent sector on the back foot in a way that they simply couldn't compete with. I think we're getting to a similar point there with sounds, because for a lot of people who are maybe not as media adventurous as maybe others are, BBC Sounds is podcasting. It's the universe of podcasting. It's where all the podcasts are, and there aren't any other podcasts. It is advertised to them regularly on radio and television. It's pushed through the BBC website. It is the fact that the what was iPlayer Radio and Sounds have been merged, live streaming radio and podcasts and sort of listen again has all been merged into the one thing. So the BBC is very successfully creating a situation where it's the one stop for audio. But what that means is that independent broadcasting is disadvantaged. It means that people are going to expect from podcasting what they get from BBC radio. Now, I'm a huge fan and a huge proponent of the BBC, and I think that what this government in particular has been trying to do to it is shameful, and I'm very much hoping that the next government reverses the decisions on the licence fee. That said, I don't think we're getting a fair crack of the whip in podcasting. I think there's a real danger that a lid will be put on the ability of independent podcasting to grow. And there is precedent for the BBC being compelled to support independent producers. We've seen BBC television compelled to use independent production companies to bring life to some of their existing properties, to very much on the Channel 4 publisher model, the original Channel 4 model, when it was Channel 4 won't make any programmes at all. It will simply commission and publish the productions of independent companies. I think there's an absolute case that Sounds ought to be opened up to independent podcasts, that you ought to be able to see Alistair Campbell and Rory Stewart, or The Rest Is History, or Guardian Football Weekly, or our podcasts in the Sounds window, because that's where people are going. It's not really akin to, say, Radio 2 or BBC 3. It's akin to a newsstand. And if the BBC owns one of the biggest newsstands, not the biggest, Apple Podcasts and Spotify are bigger, but if the BBC owns one of the biggest newsstands in the country, why would it only sell BBC product?
Interesting. What's your favourite BBC podcast?
Well, actually, ironically enough, I enjoy the BBC for actual real-time radio more than its podcasting. So I'll always listen to 6:06, the Today programme in the morning, although it sometimes drives me mad, is kind of part of my ritual. So the BBC is really good at real-time radio and reactive stuff and rolling news. For many of the things that are high on the podcast chart from the BBC are actually listen again for, say, Desert Island Discs or whatever. So, you know, that's absolutely fine. And that's where they should be. And I strongly believe that ultimately the BBC will be producing almost all of its non-news, non-live content for permanent catch-up. But that doesn't mean that they should have a monopoly on catch-up. We really need to be opening up Sounds to independent producers so that people get to see the full richness of the sector.